the topic of the lesson, please.
Okay, so we're reading passage number 7. The main thing we lack, Rabash, Volume 3, Article 24. The main thing we lack, and the reason we do not have fuel for the work, is that we lack the importance of the goal. Meaning that we do not know how to appreciate our service, and know who are we bestowing to. Hence we lack the knowledge of the greatness of the Creator, and know how happy we should be that we were rewarded with serving the King, since we have nothing with which to understand His greatness.
Write it down and think of this.
Passage number 8, Rabash, Volume 1, Lishma and Lo Lishma. There is only one way to try to attain the greatness of the Creator. That is, in all that we do in Torah and Mitzvot, we want our reward to be the feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and all our prayers should be to raise Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. Since the Creator is hidden from us due to the Tzimtzum that took place, and we cannot appreciate His importance and greatness, therefore we pray to the Creator to remove His concealment from us and to raise the merit of Torah.
No, that's sufficient. Let's continue.
Passage number 9. Rabash, the purpose of society, 2. There should be careful watch in the society disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything.
10. Excerpt number 10 from the Satyr of the group of Ramchal. These are the words of the covenant which the friends agreed to take upon themselves and sign for, in order to attain the unification between the Creator and Divinity upon themselves. And they all became as one man to engage in this work, namely the work of the Creator, so that each one was considered the same as the collective in this work. And they accepted upon themselves that their study will not be in order to receive any reward, and they will not use it for their own benefit or think about themselves. Rather, the work will be in order to bring correction to the Holy Shekhinah and bring contentment to their Maker.
11
from Bala Sulam, letter 47. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon that our right to exist depends, and upon that our near to come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friends as yourself, will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal, and you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will be covering all transgressions. Test me in that, and begin to truly connect in love, and then you will see the palate will taste.
Giving. So let's read.
Excerpt number 1, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to Tess, item 133.
Let's see.
A king who wished to select for himself the most loyal of his subjects in the country and bring them into work inside his palace. What did he do? He issued a decree that anyone who wished, young or old, would come to his palace to engage in the work inside his palace. However, he appointed many of his servants to guard the palace gate and on all the roads leading to it. and ordered them to cunningly deflect all those nearing his palace and divert them from the way that leads to the palace. Naturally, all the people in the country began to run to the king's palace. But the diligent guards cunningly rejected them. Many of them overpowered them and came near to the palace gate. But the guards at the gate were the most diligent. And if someone approached the gate, they diverted him and turned him away with great craftiness, until one despaired and returned as he had come. And so they came and went, and regained strength, and came and went again. And so on and so forth for several days and years, until they grew weary of trying. And only the heroes among them, whose patience endured, defeated the guards and opened the gate. And they were instantly awarded seeing the king's face, who appointed each of them in his right place.
Dudi.
Except number two, Baal HaSulam, one commandment. It is hopeless to wait for a time when a solution is found for allowing one to begin the work of the Creator in Lishma, as in the past. So, in the future, every servant of the Creator must begin the work in Lo Lishma, not for his sake, and from that achieve Lishma, for her sake. And the way to achieving this degree is not limited by time, but by its qualifies and by the measure one's control over one's heart. Hence, many have fallen and will fall in the field of working Lo Lishma and die without wisdom. Yet, the reward is nevertheless great, since one's mind cannot appreciate the true merit and value of bringing contentment to one's Maker. Even if one works not under this condition, since one is not worthy of another way, one still brings contentment to one's Maker. And this is called unintentionally.